your performance first up, but obviously a bit of a disappointing loss at the end.
Yeah, it was a funny old game. I thought after the first half we had enough runs on the board to win. We maybe didn't get enough that we wanted to, but I thought we had enough on the board. And then, yeah, we probably just didn't hit the stumps enough with the ball, but to take it to the last over and still, I mean, with one ball to go, still have a chance. Yeah, it was pretty special. Come back from the group, I think.
Is that something you guys can take out of it? I mean, it looked like they were cruising a bit, but you still got it right there to the end.
Yeah, exactly. I guess we never let them really get away, have a few big overs or anything. So, yeah, we were able to take it as deep as we could. And yeah, you never know what happens in the last over, really.
And how did it feel getting out there and have it back? First game for a couple of months. I mean, it seemed like you didn't show any rust there.
yeah, it was fun. Obviously, the WAC was a really, really good surface, got some true bounce. So, yeah, had a good time. Would like to score some more runs, but happy with the start.
And back for another stint in Perth, we get a record crowd out here for the WAC today. How good was it to play in front of the Perth crowd again?
Yeah, it was good. I didn't ever given so many waves to people in the crowd. Yeah, it's. I guess this is a great ground for women's cricket, and has always supported the Big Bash and then the Scorchers, of course. And yeah, to have this many people and it be such a special day,
And after losing Beth very early in that run chase, and good to see the rest of the team sort of picking up the slack a little bit when that happens, and you're able to still post a competitive total.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's been special about this group, before I got here, everyone was contributing. So yeah, we've got people that can come in and score runs when others don't succeed. But yeah, we're really taking the courage mantra into our batting innings, I think, and it's showing.
I know you didn't play on Friday night, but again, you guys had a bit of an issue of getting those wickets in the middle overs. Again, today it really seems to hurt you guys a little bit, but you fought back really well at the end. Where do you change in those middle overs to get those wickets?
I don't know. I think we were bowling to our plan. Maybe we could have gone to plan B, plan C, just to mix it up a little bit. Fielding out of car, I can't really see the angles or anything, but in my head it feels like we didn't hit the stumps enough with our delivery. So again, we didn't allow them to get away from us really. They obviously got a big partnership together, but yeah, to be able to squeeze them in the last 5-6 overs, and then for Chloe to take it on in the last over was really brave for such a young girl. So many different things could have been different, and then it would have been different.
And I guess, is it nice to know that you're so close to the top teams, Adelaide and Brisbane sitting in that top two now, and you're literally one ball away or one moment away from getting a win against them?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like the win instead of, standing here. But, we've obviously got a big away trip now, and hopefully we can, gain some momentum back in the next game and keep that. We know the conditions pretty well here in the Wacker, hopefully we can adapt quickly to whatever we've said.
There's a lot of controversy over your signing, but was it good to just get out there and get all that out of the way?
Hopefully. I come to play cricket, and that's what I love and enjoy. So, yeah, I really love being out there today and trying to contribute my best for the team.
Perfect. Thank you very much.